Perek 2, Mishnah 18. Rabbi Shimon said, "Be careful in the reading of the Shema and the saying of the Amidah. When you pray, do not regard your prayer as a fixed mechanical task, but as an appeal for mercy and grace before Hamakom, the omnipresent." Prayers. Our grandmothers prayed, maybe not from the book, but certainly from the heart, for good health, wealth, long life, happiness, peace, love, protection. Mercy and grace before Hamakom. Rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom. Rachamim, compassion that arises from the depths of our origins. Tachanunim, grace that flows from our highest dreams. Lifnei, in the presence of Hamakom, the placious one, who meets us in the now and forever. I'd like to invite you to rise for a zikr using those words. So we join hands, and we first go through the movements. First you go to the right, and then the left, and then forward, and to the back center, lifting up your hands. This is the melody. Rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, oh, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, oh, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, oh, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, oh, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, oh, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, oh, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom. One more round. Rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom, oh, rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei Hamakom. Sticky buns. Last week when I was making challah, the image of sticky buns came to me. Cyril Dobra, my paternal grandma Sadie, was born in 1901 in Baltimore to Risker Chassidim. She made small, tightly wrapped, sometimes dry and hard sticky buns with cinnamon, raisins, and honey. Sprintza, My maternal Baba Blanche was born in 1896 in Jakubava, Lithuania, Kovno Geberna. She made large, soft, puffy, sticky buns with raisins, cinnamon, and honey. Food was love, and each grandmother had her style of loving. Sadie was tough, Gvuradik, with bright blue eyes and an amazingly sharp memory at 95. She lit Shabbos candles, and the family gathered close around her festive table. She had a lilting voice and sang in Hugo Weisgall's choir in Chizuk Muna. By age 80, she was happy to be called to the Torah for an aliyah. A modern woman with a strong connection to the customs of the past. Sadie and her husband, Sam Sachs, operated a hardware store in Northwest Baltimore. Her entire life was dedicated to taking care of family. Sometimes she seemed like a general, organizing her troops. She taught me to cross-stitch and embroider. Her postcards, written with impeccable penmanship, were always signed, devotedly, Grandma. She became increasingly transparent through the years. Her final words to me in 1996 were, "I want you to be a Rebbe." Blanche spoke English with a Lithuanian Yiddish accent, and it was familiar and comforting to me. As a beautiful young girl with flaming red hair, she was a target in the pogroms. Her older siblings settled along the eastern shore of Maryland and Virginia. And when she came over on the Lusitania in 1920, they sent her to marry Adam Barbin, who lived in the tiny coastal town of Cape Charles, Virginia. He died in 1942, and Blanche continued to operate their clothing store, Adam's Quality Shop. She was beloved for her kindness and generosity by all the country folk who shopped there, and they called her Ms. Adams. I have the hand-hewn brass candlestick she brought from the old country, so I think she lit Shabbos candles, but mostly I remember playing at the beach, swinging with my cousins on the veranda, and the unwavering love she had for her six grandchildren. She died in 1960, the year before my bat mitzvah, and I wept for the loss of the refuge she had provided for my soul. My grandmothers were not learned, but they loved me with their sticky buns and their hearts. I was a miracle in their eyes, and I knew it. I'm Baba Chana, and I make challah im tzimukim, kinamon, udvash. With my granddaughter, Eden, and one day soon with her sister, Avna. When I come to visit, we take out the Shabbat candlesticks and make Shabbos. Eden covers her eyes while we chant the bracha. Then we sing and dance to Shabbat Shalom, bless the children, and drink a grape juice, L'chaim. I sing Shema Yisrael at bedtime, kiss the angel mezuzah on her door, and send books about the holidays. And in between visits, we Skype, which makes me yearn all the more for our hugs, art projects, and adventures. As I look at my nechadot, I wonder what their lives will be like on this earth. What will they need in their world to come? What will nourish and sustain them? Is challah with raisins, cinnamon, and honey enough? How will they know God? I have no answers, only a prayer for them and for all of us, the prayer for compassion and grace in the presence of the Placious One who meets us in the now and forever.